It may reach the Secretary's office once we see the results of the IG report and find out exactly if this is a systemic problem throughout the system. At this point, we don't have that. Everything we have now is just allegations, very troubling allegations and very disturbing allegations that we hope that the VA Inspector General finishes his report as soon as possible so we can get rid of this one way or the other. If it's not true, then okay, let's move on. If it is true and there's systemic problems or there's just problems at that location, then let's correct them and let's hold those that are accountable. It may be on the facility level, it may be the network director, and it may come right to Washington, D.C. And if it does, then the VFW will stand tall and say, we want accountability and we want things to be changed and done. You know, the secretary works for the President of the United States, and the President of the United States has an obligation to make sure that America's veterans are treated with dignity, compassion, and understanding in VA medical centers and get what they have earned. And we would do whatever we have to do if those allegations go all the way to the top.
One thing that the VFW has said in the wake of the Phoenix cases in particular is that Shinseki needs to step forward and restore credibility to VA. How does he need to do that in your view?
In our opinion, the secretary needs to hold a press conference, kind of like a Chris Christie press conference, where all the questions are asked and he answers them to the best of his ability. Obviously, there are questions about what's going on with the IG that he doesn't know and can't answer, but he can answer other questions and he needs to do that. He's very well respected for his career in the Army. He's a leader. He's a known leader. He should get out front of this thing, stand in front of the media and answer the questions and tell veterans that if we've got an issue, we're going to take care of it, we're going to address it, we're going to move on, and we're going to make sure that the quality of care that you have earned is delivered to you.
One thing people just looking at the media reports that we've seen over the past couple weeks and months might get the impression that VA medical care is just terrible throughout the system. I don't think that's really reflected in patient care surveys, but what's VFW's general view on the quality of the care that's being provided, you know, more generally throughout the country?
Overall, we get feedback that the quality of care is very good. You do have the problems that are popping up last month with the they admitted that 23 veterans died under their care for missing consults or consults they didn't do in a timely manner. This Phoenix allegation is another issue. But other parts of the country overall, we get very good feedback from our folks that they get quality care. Their families are happy with the care they get. The doctors are talking to them and explaining things to them. They get to see the same doctors. So this is more troubling because, you know, it seems like it's just isolated. But yet what we had last month with the three or four facilities in the South with the consult issues, it just raises a level of concern.
VHA has its problems. There are obviously some other problems on the benefits side of VA with the current state of the backlog. How would you assess this current leadership team's progress, engagement with VSOs, their overall general commitment toward trying to solve these problems, even though we don't like the fact that the problems are there?
Agreed. We don't like the fact the problems are there, but the problem is that the Veterans Benefits Administration has been a paper system, and they have secretary has had a vision, and he has marched forward on that vision to change the paper system to an automated system. That doesn't happen overnight. The fact that veterans have to wait for their claims is unacceptable to us. We're doing everything we can to work with VA to ensure that the processes they put in place are veteran-friendly and that our service officers throughout the country can interact in their systems so that we can assist those claimants that file their claims. The Secretary's had a vision. Undersecretary Allison Hickey is marching forward with that vision. We don't always agree with everything they want to do. We were very outspoken, but they reach out to us. They have regular meetings with us on the transformation of VBA, and our folks, the technical folks, are involved in that. And hopefully the goal of the Secretary's by 2015, the 98% accuracy in 125 days for all claims will be met. The numbers that they're showing are progress in that direction. We've done a site visit at one of the VA regional offices, and the error rate that we found on the claimants of ours was a little higher than what the VA was reporting. We have folks in Salt Lake City who do nothing but review military claims that we take on military bases. They come up with about a 10% error rate. And when they go to VA right there in Salt Lake City and say, this is wrong, 99.9% of those are corrected right on the spot. VA say, you're right, and they correct it for the person. So it's a different system that we're building. It's a good system if all the pieces and parts of it work. And we're hopeful that the goals of the secretary will be met so veterans can be treated quicker and with more accuracy in the claims that they put forth to the VA.
And then moving back to the health side, I think the reaction from most of Congress has been similar to yours, which is essentially, let's wait and see what the investigations yield before we jump to conclusions. The investigation that's underway by the VA OIG, I think, is the only formal one that's really happening right now. Is that, in your view, enough to get to the bottom of what's happening in as quick a way as you want to get to?
That's the formal one, and that's the one that we do know of. We have heard that the VA, the secretary has ordered a complete review of VHA on their scheduling systems and what's going on with wait times throughout the country to make sure things aren't right. But we look forward to hearing more about that. It's just very troubling for my fellow veterans to be going through this, especially the veterans in Phoenix and their families. And that's why we look for the IG report to be done as soon as possible so we can find out if there is truth to the allegations. And if they are, then we correct them and we move forward to continue to serve them with dignity, compassion, and understanding.